Okay, here we go. Everybody ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
In late January, Hobart and William Smith Colleges opened a food pantry. Pass the Plate came about when chaplain of the colleges, Morris Charles, passed a report on food insecurity on college campuses to Jennifer Tufano and the Office of Spiritual Engagement.
It just was so eye-opening that we could have students right here, yes, attending school in this beautiful place with all the resources that there are, and still have this need, and it just is the case. It's the reality.
This isn't the typical starving college student narrative. Food insecurity is an issue across many university and college campuses. College is an experience coupled with privilege, especially at an institution like HWS. But not all students arrive on campus with money to spare. Many students attend HWS through a combination of loans and scholarships, and meal plans are expensive.
We tend to have students who purchase the very lowest meal plan absolutely possible because that's what they can afford, and it makes it possible for them to come here, but it's not nearly enough meals to get them through a semester. So we will find that the highest need comes towards the end of the semester as meals run out, right?
When it came time to plan and design Pass the Plate, HWS didn't have to look far. Syracuse University and the Rochester Institute of Technology have food pantries, just to name two. Pass the Plate also received support from Kim Wilson Vincent. She's an attorney who practiced in Austin when she lived there with her husband, HWS President Gregory Vincent.
In my role as attorney at LITEM, you wear just many different hats, not just attorney. Sometimes you're a counselor, sometimes you're a social worker, sometimes you're a caseworker. You just have to be able to navigate a whole host of things in order to help your young clients. So if I knew that a child that I represented was dealing with an issue around food insecurity, I really had to sort of step out of my legal role and tap into whatever agencies were available around us to make sure that they had enough to eat.
Since arriving on campus, Vincent is continuing a tradition that she has also put to use in support of Pass the Plate.
In thinking through the student open houses, that I would continue the tradition started by Mary Guerin. We were looking for ways to bring students into the house for the open houses, but also I was very interested in ways that we could not just get together and have a little bit of fun, which is important, but ways that we could also engage the community. So in planning the open house, we discussed various things going on around campus, and it was the first time I'd really heard that HWS had a food pantry, or also a need for a food pantry, more importantly.
Jennifer Tufano says that kind of peer support has been essential in making Pass the Plate a reality.
Boy, the food drives have just been phenomenal. And I just really have to thank Mrs. Vincent for all the work she's done, getting students involved, decorating boxes for them, as well as the open houses that she's had and the Christmas party that she held, the holiday party where she invited everyone to bring items. I just can't even tell you how excited I was to get those boxes and see what was there and to put things up on the shelves and know it's going to help so many people in our community.
Pass the Plate is located in Demarest Hall below St. John's Chapel. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Sid Gomez.